T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Max, what's the deal on this Timberwolves sale?
Oh, yeah, that goes. You know, he, Lori made a great move, and they've been talking to him for a long time about this. And Glenn Taylor thought that it would be next year again after everybody reevaluated where they were at and where the NBA was at, subject to somebody making an offer that blows them away. And down in Salt Lake City, that's what happened. A guy, a big time businessman, this big Jazz fan, said, forget it, I want it, I'm taking it off the market, and he bought it. And so that was your option to get them. So if he went to $1.5 billion and brought in Alex Rodriguez, which will help get the sale expedited, because he's seen as someone that would be good for the NBA because he's a marquee guy, he's now an entrepreneur, he's done a lot of things. That would be a good deal. Now, Glenn has always maintained, at least when I've talked to him, that he's going to, it's going to be a slow handoff, that he'll continue to serve as a majority owner with a buyout in place, kind of like a contract for deed kind of thing, and eventually become the majority owner. So he will work with whatever group it is that comes through, and that he agrees terms with, and he would work with them and phase out over the next couple of years or whatever the terms are of the deal. And that can get a little bit risky sometimes. But in general, that was always his intent, because he loves to own the Timberwolves, and he always has. And that's probably why it's been so hard to date. We've heard about so many different deals over the years that haven't got done to buy the Timberwolves. And that's probably why. But if this team's a cash buyer at $1.5 billion, they're going to get the team.
And the Wolves won last night, too, Maxie, in the midst of that.
They did. Karl-Anthony Towns played well. I tell you what, I mean, that game on Friday they lost to Boston was incredibly entertaining. The game they lost to Indiana, which was, you know, Indiana was depleted in lineup. There's no excuse for the Wolves to lose that. But really entertaining games in the last few. So they're showing some signs. D'Angelo Russell back when he wants to play is a nice asset to that team. Now Malik Beasley's out with some hamstring injury or something like that. But you do wonder what they'd look like if they got everybody playing now that Anthony Edwards has kind of assumed his role and Towns has figured out what he wants to do. You at least are seeing a glimmer of hope that there's a lot of pieces in place.
Twins play today at 1:10, Maxie, 12:30 pregame time. That was a tough loss for him yesterday.
Oh, David, when it was 4-0, I quit listening because I said, well, this one's in the can, and I went and did something, and I just couldn't believe it when I saw that Kyle Seager did a couple home runs and changed the game on him. That doesn't happen to the Twins, you know, and negating Byron Buxton's great day and all that stuff, and, you know, your relief pitching and your back-end guy, Calumet, had a tough day, and the good thing about the way Rocco runs it is he doesn't have a real designated closer. And he can change those pieces or those parts real quick. But Seattle's kind of a vanilla lineup. You know, you don't know much about them. You don't recognize a lot of the names, and so you don't expect to lose 2 out of 3 to them. So it's certainly not a sense of urgency because you lose it. But doggone, that's one that you just jeepers. You say, where did that come from? All of a sudden, they're down. They're up one run. All of a sudden, they're behind. And Seager's a good hitter, but they let him control him yesterday.
Well, it was different than any other, but I got to give it to the high school league. They did a nice job in getting that state tournament. Not only Maxie completed for the boys and girls basketball, but it just moved along really smoothly. People got in and out. People respected the physical distancing for the most part. And hats off. They got her done, and it was interesting to have them both at the same time. But way to go, Minnesota State High School League.
Yeah, and you and Kevin Lynch are outstanding as always. As you converse while you call the game, it's just awesome. You two are just great on that broadcast. And it was, I sat back and watched it on Saturday, kicked it back, and obviously you had the two close games in the afternoon, not so much at night. But it was really fun. It was like a comfort food to listen to you two. Now I have to ask you, where were you two?
We were up in kind of the midsection, so I was opposite the players, and we sat up above the first section and below the second section, right there, kind of where those exit areas are. Yeah. So.
Yep. And, yep. And again, you saw some every tournament, of course, but that Sisted kid from Alexandria when he had that 5-point possession at the end of the game. I mean, you go, how did, you never see this again, and then of course, Dufault winning it for what he's such a good player for Waseca. You saw some great things happen. And there were a couple blowouts in there for sure. And Minnehaha, of course, even without Prince Legbe, ran the table, no problem. But, boy, Wayzata had a good team, didn't they? I mean, five guys, they really played well all season and got what they deserved.
Yeah, you told me they were good, and they lived up to the billing. And that Miles Sandstead, the kid who had that unbelievable finish for Alexandra.
Yep.
He and his twin brother on that team, and they were in Edina. And I think Dad took the superintendent job in Alexandria, or he would have been playing for the Hornets. Those two kids. That was kind of a neat underdog story. That one was. Hey, Max,
you
come back.
That was interesting. But, when are you ever going to – they're down three, and they go down the court and end up with five, all from the same kid. I mean, it's like storybook. It's like you can't I don't know that I've ever seen a 5-point possession ever where a kid gets fouled for three, makes two, misses a free throw, comes back and hits a three. It's certainly not by one person.
Yeah, and the three to win the game. Yeah, it was amazing. It was really fun. All right, Mike, I'll have you come back in an hour if you don't mind.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
He's Mike Max here on WCCO Radio on the sports this morning. We'll talk some TV and what's going on there with our buddy Matt Roush coming up in a few minutes. I do want to talk about making possibly an extra $40,000 or more from the sale of your home. You're going, let me hear about this. What's a hot market? You know that. And the offers are out there, but they can be complex. They can be multiple. And so I would want an experienced team to navigate through what's going on for me to leverage the best deal I can with the highest return. And that's why I love telling you about the John Schuster Group. Coldwell Banker Realty. Now, John's strategic market and high buyer volume is selling homes up to, $40,000 over asking. I'll give you an example of that. Kamala and Edward in Brooklyn Park, they were done with the Minnesota winters. They wanted to move down south, so they had purchased the property just last summer, but they went with John's flexible listing program. By the way, ask him about that when you call. That's new. And John had qualified buyers lined up, sold for $51,000 over their purchase price of just 6 months prior. I mean, you do not want to leave money on the table, and John knows that. He gets that. He and his team sell hundreds of homes each year. Yet when you list with John, you're going to feel like you're his only client. It's a great group of people. They're getting the job done, and you can contact them right now for full details at 952-333-SOLD. That's 952-333-SOLD, or online, of course, at johnschustergroup.com. That's johnschustergroup.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.